Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug Peterson says Carson Wentz will be the starter going forward. I think they got like a $20 million option year or something on Nick Foles. If you were the Jacksonville Jaguars, would Nick Foles be a guy you'd be interested in?
Absolutely.
Yes?
Yeah.
I have concerns. I would have concerns about Nick Foles, and I'll tell you why. He just seems to me to be like, you know, just feels like a guy who's in the right place, in the right system, at the right time, that would get exposed somewhere else. And I think what's going to happen is he's going to be a guy who gets obviously big money from somebody. And, you know, I think the Eagles will probably try and trade him before they have to make a decision. And my prediction is someone's going to give him big money and he's going to turn into a complete bust. What do you think?
I think that could be possible.
It happens, doesn't it?
It does happen.
It happens far too often. It happens. Guy has a, you know, is in the right system at the right time, you know, has the right support system around him, the right players around him, you know, gets a little bit hot, shows that he's got the ability, you know, and then somebody says, well, we can take him and bring him here, and he's going to continue to be that guy. Even though for most of his career, he hasn't been that guy. You know? That's my prediction. Somebody like Jacksonville is going to grab him, and they're going to be unhappy. Here's the other thing that could happen with Nick Foles. Here's the other thing. If you're Jacksonville, Greg, I'm going to give you three names, and you tell me which guy you would most want if you're Jacksonville. Eli Manning, who, you know, let's face it, has struggled recently. Nick Foles, who wins playoff games, it looks like, but could be a product of just right place at right time. Or Joe Flacco. Which of those three, if you're Jacksonville, would you want?
Flacco.
Flacco? Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think, as strange as it sounds, I probably would take Eli. I think, boy, I actually think he has something left. You know, I think the Giants' offensive line has been terrible. The track record is there. He throws well. I don't know, man. I would be a tough one for me. I understand why you say Flacco. The problem with Flacco is, you know, and this has been the problem the last couple of years, you know, he wasn't exactly blessed with the ability to move when he was young. Now that he's old and beat up, he's almost like Kent Graham standing back there, you know? He just basically drops back, and if he can't throw it, he's getting hit and getting sacked, you know? And that's a recipe for a guy that gets hurt pretty quickly. He just can't move out of the way anymore. Still got a wonderful arm, still can throw the ball miles, still throws one of the best deep balls in the league probably, but he can't move. Eli at least can move a little bit, right? Still not, you know, he's not ever been fleet of foot, but he can at least move a little bit in the pocket and protect himself a little bit. I like Nick Foles, and maybe I'm underrating this. And we talk about this all the time, and I'm going to talk about this probably a little bit here with the Patriots, but we underrate this where a guy's got that intangible, just knows how to win games. I think we completely underrate that. I mean, I've heard people talk the other day. I heard some people talking the other day that if the Chargers and the Patriots traded quarterbacks, the score would have been the same as it was on Sunday. I don't agree with that at all. I think if they traded quarterbacks, the Chargers would be playing the Chiefs this week and not the Patriots. And I'll tell you, I think that it's so hard for people to accept that there is just an intangible factor that some guys have. You want to tell me, oh, yeah, well, it's a team game and this and that, and that's why Super Bowl rings aren't the be-all, end-all. I would agree with that to an extent. But when you look at the amount of success that Tom Brady has had over the course of time with at least, what, three, if not sort of four different rosters, if you think about it. I mean, they've kind of remade themselves three or four times since Tom Brady took over. When he first took over, they had a really dominant defense. And as they sort of evolved, they became a dominant offense and a defense that was more predicated on turning people over and being good in the red zone. I mean, and the feeling there is if we can hold you to field goals or stop your drives, we're going to score touchdowns, we're going to win. You know, they've had, different receivers. I would love to see a list. I'm sure I could Google it. I will Google it. I would love to see a list of the number of receivers, just the number of people that have caught a pass from Tom Brady in his career. I'm going to say, see if you can find it, but I'm going to say if that list doesn't have, I bet you there's almost 100. There's got to be 100, close to 100 people on that list. 80 to 100. If you can find that, let me know. Obviously, I'm Paul Zeiss. It's the Paul Zeiss Show, as it is every night, every evening, from 6 to 10. We are brought to you by Archie's on Carson Street. Get down to Archie's. Archie's is the official chicken wing of the Fan. Archie's is also the home of 50 Cent Wings Monday through Thursday. And listen up. Well, it's the home of the Paul's Ice Grilled Cheese, of course. But also, Archie's on Sunday, Championship Sunday, for both championship games. Archie's will have a sort of a little get-together bash type thing. 50-cent wing special, $7 for a pitcher of Bud Light. So you want to eat, drink, and be merry at Archie's. Sunday's a great time for both of the championship games. We, as always, thank our sponsors for being so loyal to us. Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates Fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. 412-928-9370 is the number, and we take phone calls throughout the show. As we always do, if you hear something that you want to respond to or have a point you want to make, feel free to call in and we'll get you on and we'll make it a discussion. That's what we'll do tonight. We're going to have some discussions. It's the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.